Trading Post, Chance Fitness, Brawley's Powderhorn, and Woolsey & Sons Drilling and Pump Service. It's the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on The Fox.
Well, I know he's not been in foul trouble.
All right, welcome. Here we are. It is the Liberty and Gainesville matchup in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Liberty will be taking on the Gainesville Bulldogs. Moments ago, it was Norwood defeating Salem 75-51. Before that, Bunker defeated Licking 61-31. And we'll go to the losers bracket that took place this morning. Eminence defeated Kabul in a really good game. That was 63-50. Eminence with the win. Winona really rolled through Dora 78-38. Summersville fell to Houston 70-39. And Mammoth Springs defeated Plato 69-54. This is the quarterfinal game, Liberty and Gainesville, SCA against the Summit Conference, and it ought to be a dandy one. Liberty in the white, Gainesville in the black. With me, Tyler Chowning, and what's going to be the keys to a Liberty victory?
Establishing the inside game would be where I would want to start. I mean, the size difference. I mean, I think Gainesville's going to have a really hard time trying to match up with Liberty size on the inside, with Drayton Wells, with Paxton Hunter, even Parker Toon. Parker Toon, you're going to have a big mismatch on. Size-wise, there on the outside, you're going to have a smaller, probably 5'10", 5'11", guard trying to guard him. I look for Parker to kind of get involved in this a little earlier, or, you know, early, a little more than what he has, you know, in the previous game, just for the matchup part of it.
Well, it's going to be a dandy contest for sure. Liberty will start Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells. Gainesville will start Owen Donnelly, Dawson Hewitt, Grant Leaker, Aiden Goulding, and Colby Anderson. Again, Liberty in the white uniforms, trimmed out in navy blue. Gainesville in the black, trimmed out in the white and red blocks. Winner will move on to face the winner of Mansfield-Alton. That's coming up next, and we'll have it for you on the Fox 96.9, and Liberty's going to, right from the get-go, shoot some technicals.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I'm going to say Chase Luna probably was going to start, had a wrong number or something.
Either that or they dunked during warm-ups or something. I don't know.
Second free throw is good. So Gainesville spots Liberty by one, and Liberty will get the ball.
Yeah, Liberty gets the ball. So not really, really sure what went on there, but
yeah.
We're underway.
We're underway. No tip. Alex Toon out top, works against Donnelly. Ellett gets it to Parker. Parker Holden looks to go baseline, shuts it off. They get it to Paxton Hunter. Oh, nice pass, Paxton Hunter. Got a finish. Oh, Drayton Wells couldn't get it to go. Like to see Drayton, you know, turn, stay with the basket after that shot. Get an easy putback. 1-0, Liberty. Gainesville with the basketball. They'll work it to the right side. Anderson. Anderson spins it over to Donnelly. Donnelly gives it up to Hewitt. Hewitt and Donnelly out top. Donnelly drives, pushes it back out to Anderson. Off to Hewitt. Here's a baseline. Pull-up jumper. Count it. That's Donnelly. Excuse me. 2-1, Gainesville. Alex Toon will shift to the far side of the floor. popping out top with him is Ellett. Ellett catches opposite corner. Parker Toon. Parker gets the double team. Where's the odd man? Tip run down in the corner. Paxton Hunter baseline bounces it back out. I like what they Toon showing some patience. Parker Toon on the skip pass. Skip back across to Alex Toon for three. It's good. 4-2, Liberty.
Good ball movement.
Great. 6:20 to go in the first. Bulldogs with the basketball. They'll kick it down to the low block to Leaker. Leaker gives it up. Here's a little fadeaway up and in for Hewitt. Tied it up at 4-4. Toon shifts over to the right. Now coming out is Donnelly. Loose basketball knocked away. It will stay with Liberty. You know, we were talking for the broadcast about, you know, seeing more movement by Liberty. Inbound pass to Alex Toon. Picks it up, rolls it high post to Hunter. Back out to Alex Toon. Puts a three up, no good. Rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Gainesville, right in front of the Liberty bench, goes side to side, now to the wing. Catch by Hewitt. Hewitt will give it up. Now they'll toss it inside, outside, in the corner for three. Off the rim, no good. Tipped and controlled by Liberty. Drayton Wells gets it. And now we got a jump ball. Drayton Wells with the rebound, outlet to Parker, and then Parker zips it down to the baseline, and it's going to be a Liberty turnover. Hewitt will start the offense for Gainesville. Hewitt to Leaker. Back to Hewitt. Makes a spin move on Wells. Won't fall. Wells is able to use his body. Here's Paxton Hunter. Alex Toon. Alex Toon brings it out top. Ellett will trade him places back into the opposite corner now to Paxton Hunter, who goes baseline, drives up hard, shoots,
good.
Scores.
Paxton using his size there on the baseline.
I like it. 6-4 is where we're at, Liberty. Gainesville with the basketball. Back to the corner now, out top, Donnelly. Donnelly pitches it to Leaker. Leaker reverses it over to Hewitt. Back the opposite corner now. Pitching it over across to Goulding. Loose basketball, and it's picked away by Paxton Hunter. He's going to take it all the way down to the baseline. Now pull it back out. Alex Toon. Here's Carter Ellett for three. It's good. 9-4, Liberty. Just under 4 minutes to go in the first. Hewitt picks the dribble up, goes into the corner. Gainesville looking inside. They'll bring it back out top to Donnelly. Donnelly looks to drive in from the free throw line, kicks it to the corner, three put up. Alex Toon with the rebound, long outlet to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter is going to be fouled from behind. That's team foul number one on Gainesville. Foul is on Grant Leaker. That's his first. Liberty will toss it in on their baseline. Carter Ellett will do that and finds Alex Toon. Puts it inside to Wells, who gets the baby hook to roll. 11-4, 3:24 to go in the first. Dawson Hewitt. Hewitt spins it to Leaker. Leaker takes it inside, throws it back out in the corner to Anderson. Anderson will give it up to Donnelly out top. Here's a three from the wing. Rattling it home is Dawson Hewitt. He's got five for the Bulldogs. 11-7 is your score. Liberty, just under 3 minutes to go in the first. Alex Toon, Paxton Hunter, Carter Ellett. Three more! Count it!
Attaboy.
14-7. Gainesville out top, just inside the volleyball line. Drive by Donnelly, kick out, tipped ball, and that's going to be on Wells, his first. First team foul, 2:33 on the clock. 14-7. Gainesville bringing it in on their baseline. Hewitt tosses it in to Donnelly. Back into the corner for three. Goes up no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker races down the floor. Sets up at the wing. Free throw line to Wells. Oh, Drayton, I don't like that. And here come the Gainesville Bulldogs. They're going to spot up for three. That goes up no good. Paxton Hunter gets the rebound. I think, just my opinion, I think Drayton would be better served.
We need him in the paint.
Yeah.
We need him in the paint.
I think Gainesville, they're like, okay, you can shoot those all day long. Parker Toon goes up, can't get it to fall, gets his own rebound, goes up. That won't fall, and it's a loose ball gathered up by Gainesville. Gainesville's going to push it down the floor, shot up and tipped, no good. Loose ball gathered up by Gainesville. Reset, pull-up jumper off the back iron. That's no good. Parker Toon pulls it down.
And throws it away.
I think that time Parker was wanting Alex to go.
Yeah, he thought Alex was going down the floor, and Alex was kind of in position.
14-7, 1:26 to go in the first. Gainesville wide open, three up, no good. Tipped by Parker Toon. Wells turns it over, trying to get it down the floor. Sometimes you can try to go too fast and just try to get it and try to get rid of it instead of looking what's there. Loose basketball out of bounds, and it will be Liberty ball. I mean, I love pushing it going, but everybody's got to be on the same page.
Yeah.
Score is still 14-7. 60 seconds. Parker Toon. I almost did it. Alex Toon, a deep three. Wow, way back there. And it's going to be a Gainesville basketball now after the missed shot. Baseline drive, bounces it underneath. Foul, that's going to be on Parker Toon.
Yeah, he's going to have to shift. He's going to have to shift a little quicker. The Gainesville player was able to get down low in position on that offside. Parker kind of was playing from behind and had to give up foul there.
44 seconds to go in the first. Gainesville bringing it in on the baseline. They toss it into the corner. Driving in. Kick out. Thinking about a three. Passes up on it. Leaker. Gives it to Donnelly. Opposite corner for three is good. And that's number two, Luna, who's come into the ballgame. .14-10, 19 seconds to go in the first. Alex Toon has the basketball. Well, he's been taking some deep three.
Yeah.
Carter Ellett. Alex Toon for three more, and that's no good. And that's the end of the first. Liberty 14, Gainesville 10. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 14-10, Liberty. Liberty will get the basketball to start the second. Whichever team has the basketball last at the end is who gets it to start the next quarter. Correct?
Or no, it's jump ball. Possession arrow.
Parker Toon for three. No, goes up and hits the strap. Now, these are the lowest straps in a gym that we'll play in.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they lift up from the front instead of if they don't go backwards.
Gainesville brings it down the floor. Hewitt brings it and throws it over to Leaker, and Leaker hits the 10-foot jumper. 2-point ball game. See if Liberty can get back into some work in the offense. Pass it around. They start it in the corner. Back out to Alex. Off to Carter. Ellett. Uh-oh. Bad pass. And turnover. And Alex Toon. Nice defensive play. Getting back on defense. Knocking away an easy layup.
Colby
and
Anderson.
Actually, that was a great play because it went off
the Dora player's leg.
Yeah.
Colby Anderson checking in for Dora.
Gainesville,
I'm sorry.
Sporting number 12. High post, Parker. Parker kicks it out. Carter Ellett. Three more!
Well, the freshman's feeling it tonight.
Beat him.
That's his third three.
17-12, Liberty, Gainesville, out top, Donnelly. Donnelly back to Hewitt. And they'll work it to Leaker. Leaker drives in, foul, he'll shoot two.
I'm going to say Wells got him with the body.
Drayton has doubled his fouls. On the season. Shooting a couple. First one's nothing but nets for Grant Leaker. 17-13. Just kind of getting underway here in the second. Makes them both. 17-14. Liberty gets it inside to Paxton Hunter, goes up and in for two.
Good look there by Parker Toon there off the wing. Get it inside.
Gainesville now. Off to Hewitt. Hewitt will find Donnelly. Donnelly goes into the corner. Back to Hewitt, off the glass and in. Tough shot. Knocks it down. 7 points for Hewitt.
Gainesville just finding those little open spots in this zone right now and getting jump shots that are pretty uncontested.
Well, they're taking those little short jumpers and cashing in on them. Parker Toon tries to get it inside. The Wells knocked away out of bounds by Grant Leaker. Alex Toon will inbound and does so to Parker Toon for an easy two. Timeout Liberty with 5:40 to go in the first half. 21-16 Liberty. We're coming right back in 60. It's the Cabool Holiday Tournament on the Fox.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Cheney Monument, located on Highway 160 in Gainesville, has been in business since 1935. Specializing in granite memorials, etchings, and memorial lettering, Cheney Monument also offers sandblasting services. Custom monuments, benches, and more can be crafted. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon. Or call them at 417-679-3720.
Welcome back. Dawson Hewitt gets the inbound toss from Donnelly. He'll bring it down the floor. Starts it with Luna. Luna out top to Donnelly. Right side now. Goulding. And it's Leaker. Luna. High post from the free throw line. Boy, I tell you what, nice jump shot shooting by Gainesville. Owen Donnelly. I mean, they're just
finding those empty zones. And Liberty's having a hard time getting out there to contest any.
Deep three for Alex Toon. He blows the bottom out of it. His second three of the game. Got 7 points, 24-18. 4:48 to go, and
a turnover.
I got that. Both teams with three each.
I've got three for Gainesville, four for Liberty.
Okay. Paxton Hunter will bring it in on the sideline across from the scorer's table. 4:45 to go in the half. Carter Ellett, Parker Toon, back to Carter Ellett. Alex Toon puts it on the floor. Jump step, pull up, short jumper. Hits the back iron, no good. Rebound taken by Goulding. Other end, Leaker. Leaker back out to Donnelly. Donnelly back to Leaker. Leaker in the corner. Guarded now. Cooper holding into the ball game. They feed it inside. Turnaround jumper. Tough shot. Well, they're making, Hewitt made that one. They're making some tough contested shots. 24-20, Liberty. Sneak it up on the halfway mark of the second. Paxton Hunter. Carter Ellett. Alex Toon reset in the corner to Paxton Hunter. Somebody's not moving. Parker Toon catches, brings it back out to Carter. Bad pass, taken away, tried to get it inside. Too far, too long of a pass. And Liberty back on defense, now foul. That'll be hit on Cooper Holden. That's team foul number four. Well, number two in this
quarter, yes, quarter.
Yeah, see, it's so hard for me to adjust from that. Because you never trust the scoreboard, you know. Yeah. 3:40 to go in the half, in the corner. Gainesville for three. It's good, and that's Owen Donnelly. And it's a one-point ball game, 24-23. If Liberty can keep their composure, just keep doing what they're doing, working the ball. Carter Ellett skips it into the corner to Paxton Hunter. And another turnover. Liberty's trying to make that long pass, but another three. Count it. Gainesville with the lead. Chase Luna, 26-24, Gainesville. Alex Toon starts it with Ellett. Opposite side this time. Now here's a skip pass. You know, we talked about the skip pass to get a good look when playing against the 2-3 zones. Parker Holden for three, up, no good. Ellett gets the rebound. The putback won't fall. And there's a rebound for the Gainesville Bulldogs. Grant Leaker.
Parker Toon.
Oh, Parker Toon. Gainesville starts it right there by the Liberty bench to Donnelly. Now high post, Leaker. Spins off of Paxton Hunter. Good defense by Paxton.
Everybody's got numbers on the break here.
Kick out. Carter Ellett, three more. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Gainesville. Into the ballgame, 23. Avery Rodriguez. Roderick, I'm sorry. Another jumper, good. Grant Leaker. They're taking those 10-footers.
Absolutely. And they're cashing in on them.
And shooting at a very high percentage. 4-point advantage for Gainesville. Another deep three in and out. Carter Ellett with the rebound and the putback. Carter Ellett with 11 points here in the first half. 28-26, Gainesville by two. Gainesville works it in front of the Liberty's bench, tosses it into the corner. Donnelly dribbles in, pulls up, shoots a jumper. That's no good. Cooper Holden with the rebound. Cooper gets it across the timeline, gets it to Parker Toon. Alex Toon for three more. Count it. Third three for Alex Toon. Liberty by one, 29-28. Under a minute to go in the half. Donnelly behind the volleyball line to Hewitt. It's a loose ball. Now it's a foot race, and Hewitt's able to beat Liberty to it. Baseline, Luna. Luna kick out from the wing, a three, up no good. Parker Toon, rebound. Alex Toon, Paxton Hunter, turns around, squares up, throws the shot up, no good. Liberty cut.
Get a really good offensive set, you know, with 20 seconds left in the half.
Take a last shot.
Go into it on a high note.
You're up by one. Now you could be down by one or two. 3 seconds. Get past the cross. Shot up. In and out. Liberty hangs on to the lead at the half. 29-28. We'll take 90 seconds. We'll come back. So through first half scoring, you're listening to the Liberty Eagles on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town & Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
All right, welcome back. Liberty leads Gainesville at the half by one, 29-28. Going through the scoring for Gainesville, Owen Donnelly has seven, Dawson Hewitt with nine, Grant Leaker with six, Chase Luna with six, and Gainesville, man, they shot. They had, it had to be a very high percentage, but they were taking those, you know, six, seven, eight, nine, 10-footers and just nailing them. Liberty, scoring-wise, Parker Toon with two. Alex Toon has 10. Carter Ellett with 11. Paxton Hunter with four. Drayton Wells with two. Liberty scored 14 in the first, 15 in the second. Gainesville scored 10 in the first, 18 in the second. Liberty got early in the game. Liberty was, you know, making the extra pass.
Yep.
And if you can see the difference in the second quarter, because Liberty, you know, they passed it one time, somebody was shooting it.
Yeah.
And that allowed more opportunities for Gainesville, a team that, you know, you're conscious of that, man, they're shooting at a very high rate, high percentage. Well, it just gave Gainesville more opportunities for them to creep back in. So, you know, rebounding, I'd say fairly close.
It's fairly close, but, you know, and it's like you're talking, when Liberty's coming down, shooting off one pass, it's really hard to get offensive rebounds.
Right.
Because normally those shots that you take off one pass are longer shots, so the rebounds are longer.
Right.
You know, you don't have the rebounders inside able to, you know, get those putbacks and get those second chance buckets to where, you know, the shots that Gainesville has taken, you know, those 10-footers,
yeah,
they come off soft. And, you know, they're able to get some second chance looks. But, yeah, I mean, early, Liberty came out, was moving the ball really good.
That skip pass that we were talking about.
We were talking about, you know, making three or four passes. That defense has to shift. You know, they're shifting one side of the floor to the other, and, you know, Carter Ellis catches in wide open looks. You know, he knocks down three in a row from outside because they're wide open looks off a pass, you know, off a skip pass that's coming from across the court. But, yeah, it's kind of like you said, you know, we get into that second quarter, and it's just kind of our hair's on fire.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to speed the game up a little bit, but our shot selection really, really
It was almost like we were playing from behind when
yeah.
we were up by seven.
Yeah. And, you know, two or three trips of one shot, one and done, and Gainesville's cashing in on every trip that they're going down with the 10, 12-footers that they're making. So, you know, I really would like to see Liberty get back into that offensive set and get some quality looks inside.
Yeah. 29-28 is the score at the break. Liberty up by one. We'll be back in 5 minutes. It's the Eagles on the Fox 96.9.
We need to know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 the Fox.
Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. Expect the weather to really change starting tomorrow. Tonight's low around 62. Tomorrow's high going to be around 71, but that's only going to last until we hit around noon to 1 o'clock. Then things drop off hard to around a 20-degree low, with precipitation being likely. Monday's high, 31, with a low of around 18. Find more details using OzarkRadioNews.com.
Western Dairy Transport in Kabul serves customers in all 48 states and Mexico, operating for over 50 years with the guiding principles of community, integrity, safety, and service. Western Dairy is now the nation's largest milk and dairy hauler. They exist to enrich and grow people, families, and communities. Western Dairy Transport is a proud sponsor of the Kabul Bulldogs and the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
Whether you're buying or selling, Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local has extensive knowledge of the market and will help you make the right decisions. If you're ready to take that next step, contact Aubrey Boyle with Keller Williams Local at 417-883-4900 or 417-254-1293 or stop in her new office location at 718 Ozark Street in Kabul. Let Aubrey Boyle be your local guide through the real estate process.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
From grain to gasoline, from lamps to lubrication. Satisfactory on-time deliveries from County Fuels represent money in your pocket. Rely on them for prompt delivery of what you need and what's most important, when you need it. County Fuels delivers quantities ranging from 200 to 8,500 gallons. Serving South Central Missouri, call County Fuels today at 573-226-5001.
All right, welcome back. 29-28, your score, Liberty by one, and both teams going to come out with their starters, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellis, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells, for Gainesville, Owen Donnelly, Dawson Hewitt, Grant Leaker, Aiden Goulding, and, yes, Colby Anderson. So, it'll be Gainesville basketball to start this third period. The winner moves on, and they will play the winner of Alton Mansfield on Monday. 7:30 is when that game will be played. Out top is Donnelly. Now Liberty comes out with the trap this time. The double team on Donnelly. Tip. Donnelly has to force it out top to Anderson. Anderson gets the double team. He's able to dribble around that, gets to the low block, tossed back out. Here's the short jumper, goes up, no good. Fly in for the rebound is Gainesville, and that's Leaker. Now it's a loose ball out of bounds. Liberty basketball went off the head of Grant Leaker. Good call. Alex Toon will start the offense. Working towards the Liberty bench, picks the dribble up. Popping out, Paxton Hunter. Now they get it inside to Drayton Wells. I'm telling you, folks.
If you catch it on the low block, he can't. He's hard.
Chances are really good.
Yes, he is so big and so good with his hands. I'll take that matchup every day.
Donnelly to Leaker. Leaker at the free throw line drives in. He's going to be fouled. That's going to be three on Wells. Brian Toon, take your warm-ups off. Get ready. Shooting two is Grant Leaker. Leaker has 6 points. That all happened in the first half. And Coach Harrell's going to leave Wells in. First free throw's good. Second free throw on the way by Leaker. It's up. And that's good. He makes them both. 31-30. 7 minutes to go in the third. Alex Toon out top. Carter Ellis. Parker Toon with the three up. No good. Out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. Last touch by Leaker. On the baseline, Eagles will trigger it in. Alex Toon will do that. Toss it in to Parker. Parker Toon kicks it out to Alex Toon for three. That goes up off the front iron. No good. Controlled by Donnelly. He'll bring it down the floor to the wing to Leaker. Leaker out top to Hewitt. Hewitt back to Leaker. Leaker inside working against Wells. Reverse layup. No good. And the putback is good by Hewitt. 11 points now for Hewitt and a 1-point lead for Gainesville, 32-31. Carter Ellett dips it inside to Wells, outside. Alex Toon, Paxton Hunter, takes it right back. Zips it across. Parker Toon drives in, baseline.
Good.
Kisses it off the glass.
Ball movement.
Two.
Ball movement.
Yep.
Three passes and you've got a wide open baseline.
Well, they are. They're double teaming Paxton Hunter. And Liberty's starting to kind of exploit that a little bit. Leaker tosses it down to the baseline. Hewitt catches, pulls the trigger for two. Well, those short jumpers, they are just killing it. 34-33, Gainesville by one. Parker Holden looking inside, skips it across to Alex Toon, a deep three.
Ooh.
Good. 13 now for Toon. 36-34, 5:15 to go in the third. Donnelly, Leaker, Hewitt, short jumper goes up, no good. Liberty on a fast break. Paxton Hunter goes up front of the rim, can't get it to go, out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. Paxton got just a little bit deep.
Yep, he got a little deep and had to go over the front instead of getting an angle to, you know, lay it up off the glass there on that fast break.
Chase Luna comes in for Aiden Goulding. Three is good. Parker Toon. 39-34. 4:48 to go in the third. Donnelly in the corner. Luna for three. That's up. No good. Rebound. Wells. Wells is going to be fouled. And it's going to be 24. That's going to be Dawson Hewitt. That's his first. Liberty basketball. Alex Toon will bring it down the floor. Carter Ellett, right back to Alex Toon, back to Carter Ellett. Off to Paxton Hunter at the low block. And taken away. Tried to get it out to Carter Ellett, driving the floor shot. And the foul. Well, that right there, that was Colby Anderson. He was initiating the contact. I think if Carter would have just let him go, he'd have missed that because he was under it.
He was anticipating the contact coming so much that the shot was like secondary.
Yeah. Makes the first one. That is Colby Anderson's first bucket in the game. It's another opportunity right here.
Short.
That's going to be short. Out of bounds. And
it's going to be Gainesville basketball. Ellett was smart. He was out of bounds. You know, he had gone out of bounds, so he couldn't touch it.
Yeah. Gainesville brings it in on their baseline, and it's taken away by Alex Toon. Alex Toon's going to take it up, dishes it now to Parker, and Parker's going to be fouled. That's going to be number 10, Chase Luna. Second team foul. Eagles bring it in, Carter Ellett out top, Parker Toon. Alex Toon at the wing for three off the mark. Oh, wow, that was a whole bunch of jersey. Paxton Hunter was held.
He was trying, and he just couldn't get to it.
Well, that was,
and
Grant Leaker had a handful of jerseys.
A handful of
jerseys. Hey, if you get away with it, you know.
Yeah.
Liberty basketball, 4:07 to go in the third, 39-35. Ellett. Tosses it in the backcourt to Alex Toon. Double team out top, but they get it to Paxton. Paxton now. Back to Alex. Carter. Back to Paxton. Oh, he was there. He was there. Carter Ellis going to shoot another three. hits the back of the iron. Long rebound taken by Gainesville. Donnelly takes it all the way down. Front of the rim, rolls it in. Nine points now for Donnelly.
Liberty really living and dying by the three ball here today.
39-37. Parker Toon for three. Up, no good. Rebound taken by Gainesville. They got a chance to tie it up. Or a three ball, give them the lead. Baseline. They go from one side to the other. Skip pass out top. Donnelly now zips it into the corner. That's to Luna. Spin move. One-hander is good for Hewitt. 15 points for Hewitt.
Hewitt just having a day inside.
39-39. Ellett. Alex Toon, a deep three, in and out, no good. Rebound, put back good for Drayton Wells. 6 points now for Drayton, 41-39, Liberty. Hewitt tosses into the wing. A three goes up, no good. Rebound tipped by Carter Ellett. Parker Toon, ooh, gets hit from behind. So whistle, here come the Gainesville Bulldogs. Hewitt to Donnelly. Leaker at the elbow. Pulls up, shoots off the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound to Alex Toon. 2:12 to go. Carter Ellett catches, and Liberty's going to take a timeout. We will as well. 41-39, 2:10 to go in the third. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Cheney Monument, located on Highway 160 in Gainesville, has been in business since 1935. Specializing in granite memorials, etchings, and memorial lettering, Cheney Monument also offers sandblasting services. Custom monuments, benches, and more can be crafted. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon, or call them at 417-679-3720.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
All right, welcome back. Liberty brings it in. Parker Toon catches it in the corner. They get it to Drayton Wells, and Drayton is going to be fouled on the floor. Couldn't get it to go.
Got his own rebound,
got
fouled on the...
I love that. I love seeing, you know, he stayed with it.
Yep.
Who's that on
number
10? That's his second, Chase Luna. Second team foul. Alex Toon catches, throws a three up, no good. Carter Ellett got the rebound, tried to get rid of it too quick. Hewitt drives, oh, and a block. Going to be called on Alex Toon. Bucket's good. Dawson Hewitt. 8 points in the third, 17 in the game. Carter Ellett's coming out. And Cooper Holden will check in. Yeah, Carter's wanting to get rid of it too quick.
Yeah, he's got to let the shift happen and let the game kind of happen.
The old-fashioned three is good.
42-41.
Gainesville by one. Just under 2 minutes to go in the third. Alex Toon gets it. Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter takes it to the corner. Here's the double team. Back to Paxton Hunter. Double team comes. Paxton has his dribble. And a foul. That's going to be on 23, Avery Roderick. Fourth team foul for Gainesville. Liberty will shoot free throws after this. Get ready to check in Grant Leaker. Leaker will check in for Chase Luna. Paxton Another nice spin move. Goes up, can't get it to go. Gets his own rebound. Puts a shot up and in. Nice. Tough basket, Paxton Hunter. 6 points to the game for Paxton. 43-42. Liberty with the advantage. Gainesville with the basketball. Dueling to Donnelly. Hewitt back to Donnelly. Inside. Reverse. Blocked. Out of bounds by Wells. It'll stay with Gainesville. 59 seconds to go in the third. Sub checked in for Gainesville. Colby Anderson comes in for Aiden Goulding. Gainesville on the baseline. Tosses it in. Floats it out to Donnelly. Donnelly will start it with Anderson. Hewitt now catches. Hewitt brings that top, almost taken away by Hunter. They get it back to Hewitt, blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Gainesville. Hewitt to end, nope, Hewitt's not going to inbound. It'll be Anderson to toss it in. And they bring it to Leaker. Leaker, front of the rim, goes up, no good. And it's going to be a Hewitt rebound. Reverse layup, won't fall, out of bounds. And it's going to be Gainesville basketball. 29 seconds to go. Opportunity after opportunity. Gainesville's getting. And taken away by Alex Toon. Runs it, goes up, scoop shot's good. 45-42, 18 seconds to go in the third. It's a barn burn. With the loose ball, long pass down the floor. They get it to Hunter, and Paxton is, oh, they're going to call a
charge on him.
Okay. See, that's why I wish we had the horseshoe.
Yep.
It'd make it easier for the officials. At the buzzer, shot up, no good. So after three, Liberty 45, Gainesville 42. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 60. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated. With locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence, Champs Fitness is the place to be. Call our new location in Mountain View and ask about our pickleball courts, basketball leagues, volleyball camps, and private lessons. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Start your membership today by calling 417-892-2323. We're not just a gym, we are family.
All right, welcome back. 45-42, Liberty. Liberty gets the ball to start the fourth. Alex Toon. Oh, turns it over. Trying to force it in to Parker in triple coverage. Gainesville out top. Hewitt catches. Hewitt picks it up. Gets it to Leaker. Leaker working against Cooper Holden. Off the glass and in for two and the foul. Cooper picks up his second team foul, number one.
Leaker looking to tie the ball game right here.
Mm-hmm. Good free throw shooter. Shot is up, and it's good. We are tied up. Alex Toon will start the offense. Holden. Bounces to Parker. Back out to Alex. Parker setting up in the corner. High post. Wells for Holden. Alex Toon, a deep three. Good.
When he can step into it, that's his jam.
48-45. 7:06 to go in regulation. Donnelly spins it over to Anderson. Back to Donnelly. Hewitt for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound goes to Parker, too. Parker gets it to Alex.
Just got to have good quality possessions here from here on.
Yeah. Get good looks. High post. Oh, looking for that backdoor cut. Nice spin. That's a walk.
Yeah.
Liberty turns it over, and that was the dribble.
He got away from it, and he pinned it up there on his shoulder.
Yeah. Made a good move, though.
Oh, it was a great move. He had the backdoor look.
He couldn't get it
on. And spun to the left. And
Gainesville. And tied up with a three. Hewitt on the baseline. Gets it to Donnelly. Donnelly hits the short jumper. 48-47. Liberty. Parker Toon. Cooper Holden. Alex Toon. Back over to Cooper. Cooper. They're playing off Cooper.
Yep.
Parker Toon catches going baseline. He's fouled. Team fouled number one in the fourth.
Golden.
Yep.
We're going to get a timeout,
Gainesville.
Timeout. You got a full.
Okay, full timeout. 48-47, 5:51 to go. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howe County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
Fox Funeral Home has been in business since 1931, serving your Licking hometown community, and is family owned and operated. Conveniently located in downtown Licking at 128 South Main Street, committed to meeting the needs of families during one of the most difficult times in their lives. At the loss of a loved one, call 573-674-2293. Fox Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of the Licking Wildcats.
All right, welcome back. 48-47, 5:51 to go. In regulation, Liberty will inbound. Cooper Holden tosses it to Alex Toon, who's going to shoot a three, and it's no good. Rebound, Leaker. Hewitt for Gainesville to Donnelly. Here's a three that goes up. No good. Rebound. Gainesville inside and taken away. Paxton Hunter comes up with it. Alex Toon brings it across the timeline. Ooh, picked it up deep. Gets it right back. Holden. Okay, now Liberty has shifted a little bit. They move Parker
into the high post.
The high post now. Cooper, just be patient. If they're going to play off of you, you know, just hold it. Make them come.
Well, make them come.
Make them come further.
Attack.
Yeah, it's going to, could you, and keep your dribble. Oh, Alex did that Cardinal sand dribble once and picked it up. On the baseline, Paxton Hunter. Oh, trying to again force it in. Liberty gets
good
to Paxton.
Move.
Paxton goes up. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Foul is going to be on Goulding. Paxton Hunter has 6 points. At two in the first, two in the second, two in the third.
In the fourth here.
12.
Boom.
Bank's open.
Little window kiss.
Hey. Does not matter.
It's what it's there for.
In this scorebook, it doesn't say free throw made. Second one, no good.
If they didn't want you to use it, they wouldn't have put it there.
That's right. 49-47, 4:33 to go. Donnelly gives it up to Leaker. In the corner. Back out top. To Anderson. Hewitt. Over to Goulding. Top of the key. Three goes up. No good. Oh, boy. Liberty's got to do a much better job blocking out. Short jumper. One-hand floater. Oh, Drayton.
Got a bounce.
Okay. All right. I thought he was just going to let it.
No, Drayton had him blocked out, and it pushed him out of bounds, so Drayton kind of forgot about him, which, I mean, is what you're supposed to do when the ball's coming because he's. If he comes back in, you know, it's a dead ball.
But if you can get it, shouldn't you just get it?
You get it, get it.
Pressure put on by Gainesville. Here comes a trap. They get it to Paxton Hunter. What a clean catch. So he'll skip it. Oh, and Liberty turns it over. And a foul on Cooper. And that's not Cooper's fault.
No, he was just going for it.
And that's his third. And that's going to get Brooke Carter's had a nice extended break, 11 points. So now Carter will come in for Paxton Hunter.
12th Liberty turnover there.
And Gainesville gives it back. How many is that for Gainesville?
I've got them for 9.
Carter Ellett will bring it in. Now Gainesville is going to start applying a little more pressure. Parker Tune gets it to Well. Oh,
throw up.
Oh, he had it right there.
And Liberty
turns it over. Out top. Gainesville will get their offense set. And they'll get it inside to Hewitt. Hewitt goes up. Shot no good. Oh, I mean, Liberty, if they're trying to get rid of it too quick. I mean, it's like, I don't want it. Parker Tune catches. He's going to go straight to the basket. He's fouled and will shoot two. I'm not understanding why on rebounds and steals and loose balls, Liberty, they're wanting to just, it's like it's a hot potato.
Yep. They got Golding on that one. His third.
Parker hits the first one. 50-47. That was Goulding on his third.
Yes.
Second one's good. Parker makes them both. 51-47. Liberty. Eagles will extend their defense a little bit. And there's a foul. Carter Ellett will foul Grant Leaker. I think that's Carter's second, yeah. Donnelly gets the inbound. Pull up, jumper, in and out, no good. Nice rebound by Wells. There, that was better. Kind of look around a little bit. Be aware of your surroundings. Here comes a trap. Cooper Holding bounces it to Wells. Wells brings it back out to Holding. Off to Alex Tune. Here comes a trap. High post. From the elbow, inside, Wells, two. There you go.
That's what you want. Get the ball to the high post and then go from there.
53-47. 2:28 to go. Inside. They get it to Leaker. Leaker goes up and gets two. All right. We got a timeout called with 2:21 to go. 53-49, Liberty taking a break, coming right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Cheney Monument, located on Highway 160 in Gainesville, has been in business since 1935. Specializing in granite memorials, etchings, and memorial lettering, Cheney Monument also offers sandblasting services. Custom monuments, benches, and more can be crafted. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays 8 a.m. to noon, or call them at 417-679-3720.
All right, welcome back. 221 and counting. 53-49 Liberty. Gainesville, full court pressure. Parker Toon gets it to Wells. Back to Parker. Parker has his dribble. He'll use it. Brings it out. Holden resets with Alex Toon. Alex gives it back up to Cooper. Now Liberty's going to shift to the opposite side. What are they going to do now? Something totally different. Double screen out top. And it's going to be a foul.
Liberty kind of gets bailed out.
They got bailed out for sure. Yeah, they got bailed out right there.
Yeah, Alex just kind of dribbled right into a double team.
That's four on Goulding.
He tried to come off a double screen there on the top, and both defenders stepped out to trap him.
Liberty brings it in to Toon. Toon dribbles all the way back to the back volleyball line, and is just going to... That was on Alex.
He got his pocket pick.
Yeah.
And Gainesville was able to come up with it and get a timeout called to save a possession there. So,
well, it's kind of it's traits. Liberty's just, you know, Gainesville's just been allowing him to walk the balls down the floor, and Alex, he got it, and he's just going to walk it, and all of a sudden, Donnelly just, boom.
Yeah.
He's all over him. And got to be aware of your surroundings. 53-49, 1:49 to go in regulation. It'll be Gainesville basketball. They'll inbound at the scorer's table. Donnelly tosses it into Leaker. Leaker back to Donnelly. Donnelly goes into the corner and gets it right back. Leaker at the free throw line. Hewitt for three. Off the rim, no good. Tip and loose ball. It's going to be controlled by Gainesville. Gainesville kicks it out. Leaker for another three. Count it.
53-52, 1:25 left.
Timeout, Gainesville. We'll take 30 seconds. Come right back. You're listening to the Liberty Eagles on the Fox.
Town and Country and Country Mart Supermarkets are proud to be a sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament. After the game, swing into your local Town and Country Supermarket, open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. all week. While you're there, check out their weekly ad specials. Also, download their app for digital coupons and even more savings. Town & Country and Country Mart Supermarkets, proud sponsor of the Kabul Holiday Tournament.
All right, welcome back. 53-52. Gainesville now is going to extend their defense. They're just going to go, looks like a straight man-man, right? No, they're just in the zone.
Like a
Paxton Hunter. Parker Toon. There you go. Dribbles through it. Out is Paxton Hunter to catch. Paxton Hunter gets it to Holden. Holden off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon being guarded by Donnelly. Toon's going to be fouled by Donnelly, and he'll shoot two. That's team foul number five. Seconds to go. 53-52. Alex Toon shooting two. Well, they said that foul was on Leaker.
Yep.
First free throw is up and good. So, 19 points for Alex Toon. Good game.
Let's get number 20.
And he does.
And we're going to full time out here. Coach Harold and the Liberty Eagles.
3-point ball game. We'll keep it here during the timeout. 55-52. And let's see, scoring wise for Gainesville here in the fourth, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8. No, wait a minute. I'm 1, 2, let's see, that's 5, 7, 10. 10 to 10, yeah.
Yeah, because it was 3-point
game. 3-point
game,
yeah.
At the start of the fourth. The Liberty, the big difference in this ball game is
turnovers.
Rebounding.
Rebounding and turnovers.
I mean, Gainesville has crashed the offensive boards hard, especially in the second half. It's, you know, the size difference, it ought to be pretty Liberty dominant on the boards, and Gainesville's just outworked Liberty underneath.
Well, Liberty's got a foul to give before Gainesville goes to the line. Liberty will shoot free throws the rest of the way out. 59 seconds on the clock. It'll be Alex Toon, Parker Toon, Paxton Hunter, Cooper Holden, and Drayton Wells for the Liberty Eagles. And we will see Aiden Goulding, Grant Leaker, Dawson Hewitt, Owen Donnelly, and number 12, Colby Anderson. Both teams with under a minute to go. Hewitt catches.
We come out.
Donnelly from the elbow goes up and he knocks it down. Boy, they have shot the ball really good. Eagles now got to beat the press. Parker gets it across. They get it to Drayton Wells. Wells is fouled. Clock stops with 32 seconds on it. And Wells will shoot two. Foul is on Grant Leaker. And that is his third. Wells misses the first one. Well, now you know who's going to be fouled.
And it's always out of the big man, but
misses them both, and out of bounds, it'll be Liberty basketball. Liberty basketball, okay.
That's right in front of everybody.
Yeah. Liberty basketball, 30 seconds to go. Now, would you get Wells out and get Ellis back in? Too late.
You still got to have the rebounding.
Now, Liberty's, Alex backs all the way up. And Alex is fouled. Liberty got bailed out. Donnelly. So, 27 seconds to go. In regulation, 55-54, Alex Toon shooting two. First one's good. Second free throw is on the way. It is up, and it's good. Alex makes them both.
We're going to get a full timeout here for Liberty.
27 seconds to go, 57-54. We'll take a break, come right back. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Part City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Part City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Part City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City. Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
All right, welcome back. 57-54 Liberty, 27 seconds to go. Liberty has one foul to give.
One foul to give. Both
stop the basketball, you know.
Both teams have one timeout left. Three-point game, 27 seconds. Liberty's up.
Looks like Liberty's
going to... Just play smart. Keep the ball in front, in the backcourt.
Liberty's going to
pick up. And they get it to Donnelly. Donnelly to Hewitt. Hewitt guarded by Parker Toon. House it to the wing.
Good. Liberty's matched up.
Yep. Out top. There's a three. It's up. And it's off the rim. No. Oh, nobody. Gainesville gives Liberty a gift. 3-2 seconds. Ball game. Liberty gets the win. They escape. 57-54. Eagles takes the win, and they'll move on to face the winner of Mansfield-Alton. And Liberty better have their best game. I'd say they'll practice tomorrow to get ready because they should probably stick around and watch. Now, hey, we're not counting out Alton, but that is Alton's got their work cut out for them as well. And Alton's a really good team, so we'll see how that shapes up as we'll go through scoring. For the Gainesville Bulldogs, Owen Donnelly at 13, Dawson Hewitt 18, Grant Leaker 16, Chase Luna 6, Colby Anderson with 1. For Liberty, Parker Toon 9 points, Alex Toon 22, Carter Ellett, 11. He was kind of the spark plug early. Paxton Hunter will finish with 7. Drayton Wells finishes with 8. Liberty again wins 57-54. And, hey, a win's a win.
Win's a win, but, man, oh, man. Liberty's going to have to rebound no matter who you play. Out of this game, Alton or Mansfield. Mansfield's going to be the handful. But Alton can shoot the lights out.
Oh yeah,
I mean the three ball is going to be the equalizer, you know, all the time. And
they got a mini Kyle Willard.
I was going to say Caden Willard is. I mean,
I think he had like 26 or something last night. But, hey, a win's a win. Liberty now improves to 6-1 on the year. And, again, they will play the winner of Mansfield-Alton 7:30 Monday night. And we will have that game for you right here on the Fox 96.9. Coming up, it's Mansfield and Alton. And that's going to be coming at you in about 13 minutes. For Tyler, I'm Gary Lee. See you Monday.
Today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. KUPH, Mountain View. Now, in today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox. When you dance,
'Cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all. A good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need.
Gonna cause us my mind. And mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern draw a thousand miles away saying, God, what have you done? Your pink pony girl, you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just happy fine on the stage in my heels to where I belong.
I'm Attorney General Catherine Hanaway with an important message about holiday scams. During the holidays, we see an uptick in phony package delivery notices, fake charities, travel booking scams, and urgent gift card scams. If you've been the victim of a fraud, please call my office to help at 800-392-8222 or visit ago.mo.gov.
Sponsored by the Missouri Attorney General's Office.
Hawkins Home and Lawn. Best brands, best service since 67.
Start 2026 off with new appliances from Hawkins Home and Lawn. Hi, this is Anna. Now through the end of the year, we have huge savings on washer and dryer sets, freezers, refrigerators, and more. We have a great selection, financing is available, and we deliver. Stop in our West Plains and Mountain Grove store today.
Hawkins Home and Lawn. Best brands, best service since
67. Today's hit music.
More hit.
My hits.
More hit. My hit.
96.9 The Fox. We need to know weather. Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Good evening out there. Dan in the Weather Center on a Saturday. This is going to be the last full day we have the really nice weather. Tomorrow things drop off pretty hard and pretty fast. Tomorrow's high is going to be around 71, capping around noontime or so, and then things are going to drop off pretty quick, bottoming out to around 20 degrees for a low that night. We'll also have some showers on the way, so watch out for any patches that could be freezing.
You, uh-huh. Be the responsible guy.
It's time once again for the Kabul Holiday Tournament here on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Keller Williams.